Good afternoon, Sales Academy people. So LinkedIners, tweeters, YouTubers, podcasters, everything in between us, right? Today is a very quick musing. And it's also a challenge. It's a challenge to you listeners and watchers, okay? So this conversation came up and the person will remain nameless, but the exercise is too precious and too important to not share with you. So whether you're in business or you're in sales, so whether you have a career in sales or a part of your job involves any way, shape or form sales, or if you run your own business, no matter how long you've been running your own business, right? Here's the exercise. Here's the question. In fact, no, I'll do it as an exercise, because if you take an A4 sheet and you split it into three columns, an A4 sheet has 33 lines plus the header, giving it 34, right? So if you do three columns, you can use the header on the last one because that will give you 100. Now, the challenge I'd like you to do is to write down 100 reasons why you love sales. 100 reasons why you love sales. Now, this should be a challenging exercise because all I hear all the time is people are saying, oh, I'm not very good at sales. Oh, I can't do sales. I don't do any. Listen. You're in a relationship, you've held down friendships, you like building relationships, asking questions, listening, being a good human being, caring about the person in front of you. All of the attributes that makes you the bloody good human that you are makes it possible for you to be exceptional at sales. But your identity to what sales is, and more importantly, your identity to what salespeople can be like, who in the world would want to be one of those, right? So I get it. I was that pony. I was ashamed to admit that I was in sales years ago. I love sales. I firmly believe and understand now that every single thing that makes the economy turn is the byproduct of a conversation that in some way, shape or form happened between a buyer and a seller. The clothes you wear, the bricks are built, the house, the food that lands on your table, somebody bought, somebody sold. It's that simple. Now, I am not advocating in any way, shape, or form forcing somebody to buy something they don't want, right? Or pushing somebody to make it. No. That's not what it's about. True sales is about professionally helping somebody buy what they want or need now. It's that simple. So I can sit with plenty of people and I can qualify and diagnose that we're not right for them and they're not right for us. Now, I'm happy with that in my stomach because I don't want to work with everybody. Why would you go out there thinking that you want to win every single sale? You don't. What you want to do is sit in front of the individual, ask them questions, listen, genuinely care, get underneath the real nub of the problem, not the symptoms, but the cause of their problems, and see whether or not your product or service is the best fit for them or not. And if not, can you recommend them to somebody that could be a better fit? Be that person. 100 reasons why you love sales. And here's my offer to every single one of you that actually takes this exercise on and does something with it, that once you've done this 100 list, I want you to reach out to me and book a call and I'll give you time. I want to hear your 100, but I also want to hear what comes up. One-to-one, in confidence, let's do this, right? It's Sales Academy for a reason. Thank you, people. Speak to you soon.